We are up to Simon Tov Kuf Lamed Dalid, and we'll be doing the first Sif. So we already learned Halacha that you're not to take a haircut or shave on Chol HaMoed, so that you should not come into Yontif unshaven or with long hair. Similarly, a Mechapsim B'Moed, you're not allowed to do laundry on Chol HaMoed. For the same reason, because we're afraid that you won't do your laundry before Yontif, you'll leave it for Chol HaMoed, and you'll end up coming into Yontif with filthy clothes. The Elu Shemechabsim, these are the ones that Chazal were matir. Habam Medina Sayyam, someone came from out of the country. So these are cases, meaning if you have an individual that has a specific reason to do his laundry, Chazal weren't necessarily matir it, because they're afraid that others aren't going to know. Not so, others are not going to know the reason. Not so with all of these things where we say that people will probably figure it out. Sababim dinas hayamsa, everyone knows this person came from out of town. Hayotsu mi beis hashivya mi beis hasurim, come gets out of prison. Menuda shiitir lo chacham beregel, someone was in cherim, and Chazal were mata the cherim there too, the same way that someone a muhram cannot take a haircut, he could also not do laundry. The Mishtabura previously discussed what the halachi is if he was stubborn. He could have asked Mechila before Yantav, but didn't. And the different day is there. Misha nader shalol lechabes v'nishal baregel v'tirlo. He made a neder not to do laundry, and then he got a heter on Chol HaMoed. Umat peich. So all of these cases, the halacha is that Chazal were matir. The Nala Mechaber says umat peichos hayadayim, hand towels. Umat peichos hasaporim or hasvarim. This is either the towels that the barbers use. And we must be talking about a case of someone who's giving haircuts to people that are allowed to take haircuts on Chol HaMoed. Or matpechas asvarim that are used to clean the svarim. Or that are used, that they often had in the Sfari Sifrei Torah, they have this, where they have cloths that hang from it and are used for people to kiss the Sefer Torah with it. And these are things that are constantly getting filthy. Umatpechos hasefeg. This is bath towels. Ubig dei ktanim, and all clothing of children, according to the Mechaber, were not included in this gzera, because every time they put them on, they go straight in the washing machine, so they're constantly getting filthy. Ubalas hakesim shenimtza b'moed, a woman who found a blood stain on Chol HaMoed, so there too she'll have to wash it. Others add to this the halacha of a woman that needs white clothing. Umi she'ein lo ela chaluk echad, or somebody that only has one set of clothing. So the halacha is that Chazal were matir. Now, some say that this ein lo ela chaluk echad was talking about in the days of Chazal, where if you only had chaluk echad, then when you removed your chaluk, we're referring to a chaluk would be the equivalent of a t-shirt and undershirt. And if you didn't have a chaluk, what you would do is you would put on your beged elyon and tie that. There were no buttons, but you would be wearing, tying your beged elyon over you, and it was clear to everybody that you weren't wearing a chaluk. Today, no one really knows if you're wearing an undershirt under your shirt or not. So that Chazal would not have been matirit, because it's not nikur, and there's a gzera that people may not realize why you're washing. V'chula mechapsim kadarkan. All of these that Chazal were matir is mutter, is mutter kaderech. Afilu b'neser v'ol soaps, detergent mina kapirish mina boris, beferhesia al gabe hanahar, in public by the river. So the poskim say that the whole idea of this was Chazal were matir for hesia because there's no maris ayin. And it does a better job. And we'll see very soon what we do l'maisa. Hagot. Miyu lo yichbesu rak hatzarech lehem. V'haynu chaluk echad. You're only allowed to wash what's absolutely necessary. So it's not that Chazal made a heter. Someone that came in and said, yeah, I can wash all of his clothing. Miyu. Big day haktanim biyosir. V'haynu osim shemalafim ben mashtinim motzim rei behem. Whereas diapers he's referring to. Mutu l'chabes dalet v'heba pamachas. You're allowed to wash as many diapers as you want together, or four or five. Kitzarech laharbe mehem kol rega. You're constantly changing them. So, lemaisa, as far as kiddie clothes go, even though you cannot wash all of them, only diapers if you're still using cloth diapers, but you're allowed to wash their clothing for what they absolutely need. And it's normal for kids to go and get their clothing filthy. Says the Ramon now. V'hod demutu l'chabes b'ferhesia. Hainu dafke shirochetz al gav hanar, mishnu mischabes yosir yof al gav hanar. Those were in the days where if you washed by the river, you'd get a good, you would do a good job. So there, Chazal were matter that you can go ahead and do it in the river. It's not that Chazal Stam said there's nothing wrong with washing in public. They said the only way you're really going to get your clothing clean is by the river, and that necessarily was something public. Whereas if you're not using the river, then it should not be beforehesis. The question is always using a washing machine where all the neighbors are going to hear that you're using a washing machine or you're better off washing it by hand. You should know that there are some poskim that bechlal a matter use of a washing machine in Cholamoy. They taina that that's not what Chazal asked. They only asked washing by hand. Rov poskim don't go with that. They say that since the gzera is that you're not going to bother doing your laundry before Yontif, so there's a very good chance that if we allow you to use the washing machine in Cholamoy, even though it's not much of a tirch and a malacha, nevertheless, you may get lazy and not do your laundry till Cholamoy, because there's always a lot to do before Yontif. However, the question of whether wash by hand or the washing machine, generally speaking, they would say the washing machine is better because you're not doing actual malacha, but if all the neighbors are going to hear, then you're better off washing by hand.